Ag Labor Coalition wants H-2A wage relief. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
They're going to anywhere but ag. And this is very, very concerning to us. We need to fix this H-2A problem that we have. And H-2A is the paperwork from immigration. And it's really going to be tough.
Those words coming from Idaho Farm Bureau reporter and blogger Jake Putnam regarding migrant laborers. Well, a coalition of agriculture groups is asking lawmakers to change burdensome ag labor laws. The government-mandated wage rate for farmers who use the H-2A program increased last week, adding more hurdles to an already challenging ag labor market. The Agriculture Workforce Coalition, which includes the American Farm Bureau Federation, sent a letter to the Senate urging reforms. Allison Crittenden, American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director, says the adverse effect wage rate will immediately increase farmers' labor costs at a time when revenue for agricultural goods is declining. On a national average, we're seeing a 6% increase. The AEWR is calculated into different regions, so some regions will see a greater increase than that. Other regions will see a slightly smaller increase. I hope you found this program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.